Welcome to Ellie Goldsmith's Inspired Flow. We are hoping tomorrow to be in the Alps of Israel. That is the special mountains of Hermon. Har Hermon is up north, the northern part of Israel, and it is on the border of Syria, which, funny enough, and we should all be protected, and it's really, unfortunately, not so funny, is the timing of, as I'm about to make this trip, there were missiles being seen flying towards Israel over those mountains while the skiing was going on. Someone videoed it on that mountain that I will be at, hopefully tomorrow, and missiles intercepting from the Iron Dome, the Syrian entourage in the sky. So they were blowing up and no one was hurt, but they were flying missiles into that sky zone as you're skiing down the mountain. And skiing for me is something I love to do. I did it for many years back in the day, and when I lived in London, I used to travel to Switzerland, to France, the Alps, and then we also ended up in America skiing there, and it was amazing. I did snowboarding as well, and it's been almost 20 years, honestly, since I last did it. So I definitely miss the experience, the feeling of the awesomeness of the mountains and the uplifting experience of this world. And that is what Tu B'Shvat is all about. Tu B'Shvat is always coming out usually around B'Shalach, Yisro, these two parshiot, with the sweetening of the waters through the tree being thrown in, and the idea of the mountains, the Kabbalah Satorah, the Har Sinai experience. The Jewish people got the revelation of Torah in the world, of God speaking to man directly, giving us a guidebook and commandments, mitzvahs, so we can know what we're doing over here with creation, so we can know our purpose and what our role is. If we look into it, we will find everything in it, and it is how the world was created, and it's the guidebook straight in to our hands and hearts and into our souls. And that's something which is revealed nowadays with all the different people finding their way back. I was just listening to an interview from a singer, Yosef Danil, a friend of mine, and he's, you know, getting a bit more out there now with his music, and I even put him on a few times back in the day. And he's an example of someone like Yisro, came from afar, heard the light and inspiration of the Torah, and was able to transform his life. And I think that's something, when I remember when I was skiing and snowboarding or by those beach sides and looking at the sunrise, sunset, the whole experience and the flow of Sabora, the wonders of creation, that brought out that inspired flow. And then there's the fruits. So we're blessing the fruits today. And the concept of fruits, we see a connection with Shavuot, which was the day where the Torah was given. It's a day of fruitfulness. The whole point of learning is to be able to do. And a friend said to me something deep today. He's an amazing photographer, and hopefully people I'll be skiing with, they're friends of him as well. He said this concept that when you think, it's more personal. When you speak, now you're speaking to someone else. To be understood, you have to share somewhat what you're trying to say in a way that's understood by the other person. Like we learned from Stephen Covey, you have to first seek to listen to understand before being understood. And then when you actually do, a mice, you synergize, then you actually become one with that other person, because it's out, it's beyond yourself. You're giving to that person beyond yourself. It's no longer to do with your inner world, it's to do with someone else's world. And that's the action aspect. So a person has to realize of everything, the fruits of your deeds. This is what the point of the whole Machshava Mistaf Lamaisa, the whole concept of thoughts are attached to deeds, and the Sof Maasa Machshava Techila, it all came out with an original thought, an intention of something very deep and spiritual in this world, a deep flow that exists within everything. And the point was to bring it out to Maisa, that the flow should be revealed. There should be a connection point, there should be unification. And that can happen in everything you're doing, like when you go skiing or you go to the beach or you eat fruit. and you just make a blessing, or you appreciate it, you have appreciation, gratitude, you realize that there's something accumulative that's positive about all this world. And what we're trying to do with our daily life is to recognize that there's so much blessing in just a daily lunch. Or we spoke about this, I remember, in a previous podcast, but the gratitude flow. But today the flow is going to be the inspired wonders of creation flow. And I think that we all have to really allow that to affect us in a humbling, real way, that, and affect our relationships with people, because it's not just there around us so we get high and feel inspired, we're going down the slopes. But it makes us realize, you know, like say there's a missile flying towards a country, and how life is so tenuous, there's such miracles going on that people literally want to blow us to pieces, and somewhere or another we're able to defend or misdirect those missiles, those attacks, those negative feelings out there, and we're trying to bridge them through constantly putting out the truth and being role models, doing things the right way, not throwing missiles at people, trying to do things correctly. And that will bring out the wonders of creation, so people can be in wonder, and in that awe they can appreciate other people, that we were all made in this godly image, and we all have this power to appreciate and have gratitude and to bring life and to be partners in creation and not destroyers of creation. And this is something which can affect everything, our business practices, can appreciation, and not get stuck into small-mindedness. That there are moments of godliness, there's moments of greatness that should affect us in our daily business. We do things in path of collaboration, of togetherness. We seek out a higher level path of work and connection. So I've been going on a long time today. I just want to wish everyone a good week, good happy Tu B'Shvat. Prayed for my Esrog, a good heart, that's what it's representative of. A Lev Tov, a heart that cares about others and compassionate and godly and spiritually sensitive and caring and filled with prayer and goodness and sweetness and the way a heart should be. And good health. Everyone, L'chaim Tovim, Shalom, should be a beautiful year. Fruits and everything should be the way it should be, in a good way. Have a wonderful time. Enjoy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.